Now, Business News Kōrero Kaipakehi, 7 minutes to seven, Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Susie Atamare. In the business news this morning, what's giving company directors sleepless nights? A new locally developed tool to fight modern-day slavery, and the latest from the financial markets. Company directors say ongoing labour shortages is the single biggest risk facing their organisations. Institute of Directors' annual surveys found nearly 60% of its members are still dealing with the pandemic's effect on their organisation. Key concern is the shortage of skilled staff, made worse by the closure of borders, with more than half saying it's also the biggest impediment to the country's economic performance. Institute Chief Executive Kirsten Patterson says the issue's overtaken the pandemic as the biggest risk to businesses.
Labour quality and capability, the single biggest risk facing their organisation. And the next highest rated issues around supply chain falling way back to 17%. So this is way out in front. It is of real concern. A big change from where we were last year. Last year, we were worried about keeping jobs. We were worried if we could pay people last year. This year, we're worried about whether we're going to be able to pay them enough to keep them.
The surveys also found 51% of directors expect the economy to decline in the coming year, but that's better than last year's survey when 63% thought things would get worse. Job listings jumped over the past month as the hospitality and retail sectors look for staff ahead of the easing of lockdowns. Job website Seek had a 5% rise in adverts last month on October, and they're up more than a third on a year ago. However, job applications are down by 3%. Seek's local manager, Rob Clark, says the growth in listings comes as businesses prepare for the traffic light system. Listings in hospitality jobs were up 45% month on month, with retail listings up by nearly 20%. A simple tool designed to combat modern-day slavery in New Zealand may prove to be a useful tool around the world in fighting the practice. Software developed by Ask Your Team gives vulnerable workers the ability to anonymously expose unethical practices, unsafe working conditions, bullying, sexual abuse, coercion and entrapment. Ask Your Team Chief Executive Chris O'Reilly says the Ethical Voice tool can uncover unethical behaviour in the supply chain while guaranteeing privacy for the most vulnerable workers. He says a number of global companies are looking to be able to use it around the world.
We've started to see New Zealand corporates pick it up. We've got a well-known Kiwi organisation who is looking to pilot in some of its factories in China, and we're in discussions with another one with its factories in Vietnam. So the beauty about this is the scalability and transferability, obviously based on digital technology.
Chris O'Reilly says the tool will eventually allow the public to see how companies are performing. Well, a retail expert doesn't expect the flat-pack furniture giant IKEA to cause significant disruption to local industry. The Swedish-founded but Dutch-based company found a site for its first New Zealand megastore in Auckland's or next to Auckland's Sylvia Park shopping precinct. First Retail Group Managing Director Chris Wilkinson says IKEA's planned opening is probably the most anticipated retail brand arrival in this country's history. However, he doesn't believe the overseas giant will draw customers away from local retailers. Instead, it could push them together.
We don't think it will have a huge effect on other businesses in this category. What we think is that it will grow the category in general. So people will come into IKEA, they'll be inspired, but there'll also be those people that want to take it to the next level. So we'll see that be the start of a journey for many people.
That's Chris Wilkinson from the First Retail Group. Let's have a look at markets now. And Wall Street, it's gathered pace, a positive day for them, lifted by financial stocks. Plane maker Boeing also getting a lift after Chinese approval for the return of the 737 MAX plane. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up 1.9%. The S&P 500 is up 1.6%. And the NASDAQ is 0.9% higher. Looking at our own top 50 index, it was down 54 points yesterday, about just under 0.5%. New Zealand dollar, 68.1 US cents, 96 Australian, 51.2 British pence, 0.602 euro, 77 Japanese yen, and 4.34 yuan. Brent crude oil is up around 70 cents, close to 1%, $69.60 US a barrel. Should note that OPEC and its allies have agreed to increase oil production by about 400,000 barrels a day from next month. They've refused to be hurried by US pressure. And finally, looking at gold, at $1,785 US an ounce, it's up $11. We'll update the numbers for you and any breaking news at around 8:30. But here's the last bird of the week.